Go ahead. Call it a comeback. Got a big, huge show for you today. I went to the Tiny House Jamboree. We've got fancy men's dolls to talk about. I have a new hero. I broke up a big piece of shit. Lots of moving and shaking going on in old Pete's life. Stay tuned. Get right into it. I've already got the video loaded. This is so here's the deal. I came across this video the other day that I thought was an important, finally. I am so anyone who knows me knows how much I complain about the news, and there are a few reasons. Number one, right now the news is terrible. Because here's what the news is fucking doing. Oh, can you believe that Donald Trump called Rosie O'Donnell a fat slob? Oh, can you believe that Donald Trump hates Mexican people? Yeah, I can. Can I believe that a super conservative candidate isn't a fan of women and Mexican people? Yeah, I can. Here's what I don't like about it, though. All they're reporting on right now is how horrible Trump is, right? It's just constant, oh my God. Trump puts his foot in his mouth again. Trump. Nobody is voting for Trump, okay? I mean, okay, some people are going to, because some people vote for God knows who. But, you know, there's a guy running called D's Nuts, and so far he's got my vote based on name alone. I don't even know the guy. Some idiots are going to vote for D's Nuts, and some are going to vote for Trump. But no one's changing their mind. They're not like, oh, well, geez, I was really into Trump before I discovered that he didn't like immigrants. Who gives a shit? If you're voting for someone because they're the host of The Apprentice, do you really care that they hate immigrants or not? You're making bad decisions already. Here's what I don't like about it. I feel like it's influencing people that though they wouldn't vote for Trump, they may end up voting for somebody else for whom they were missing information. You know, for example, Jeb Bush, and in the 90s, he said that he was, one of his goals in Florida was to speed up the death penalty process. He's like, oh, I think the death penalty process should be swift and whatever. So there you go. That's one of your presidents who's running against Trump, who nobody's fucking talking about him. You've got Mike Huckabee. He thinks that birth control is for women who can't control their libidos. That is his quote. So there you go. That's another guy who you could have instead of Trump. And here's the thing, all right? You got your Mike Huckabee who says shit like that, and then you've got your Trump who says Rosie O'Donnell's a fat slob. Frankly, I would rather have the president who says Rosie O'Donnell is a fat slob than the one who's like, birth control is for loose women. Like, if one of those is an issue, one of those is not an issue. Is it an issue what the president thinks of Rosie O'Donnell? Not really. There's this lady, the HP lady. She is often ranked as one of the worst CEOs of all time. She had, she gave a lot of HP jobs. She put them overseas. And not only did she put the jobs overseas, but she had the American workers train their overseas counterparts so that they could swoop in and have the jobs instead. Perfect, right? Nice. Very nice. Well done. She was fired as the CEO of HP. There you go. So she's talking about what a great business person she is and how it's time for someone who's a business person to step in. Everyone's talking about how Trump... Oh, wasn't Trump bankrupt? Well, maybe. The only reason this lady wasn't bankrupt is because she took control of a company that had billions of dollars to flush down the toilet before they would have to declare bankruptcy. She led the charge to buy Compaq, another company, for like $11 billion. I'm not even kidding. And the purpose for that was to make HP one of the largest sellers of computers, which seems to me like cheating, right? You're like, well, okay, we have Pepsi and Coke. Well, we can't outsell Pepsi. How about we just buy it? And then we just don't make it anymore. Oh, good. That's a what a good business plan. So that's what number one reason I hate the news. Number two is every fucking news site, you know, it's good for like 3 weeks and then it turns into shit. You know, it turns into gossip news. It's garbage news. When something happens, they just report on it and they don't look into it. They're not like, is this okay? What we're doing? They just do it. So here's what I'm saying. The news is bullshit, and here's the third thing, by the way. I don't understand. I feel like, is there anyone who goes to school and learns to be a journalist as opposed to wearing a dumb fucking suit and who wants to sit around a table with five other, like, middle-aged, annoying people and just talk about bullshit? My dream job, I went to school, I got a master's, actually, in... I got a bachelor's in journalism and a master's in communication, and my goal is to sit around a fucking table and hear Whoopi Goldberg talk about how she pees herself. That's what I'm hoping to do with my... That's my aspiration. I'm going to make the world a better place. So here's the deal. We have this news segment. We're looking at a guy and a lady on a couch, and then a split screen in the middle, and there's some other lady who's like at a radio station or something like that. So two ladies, one dude to start, and I'm just going to play for you what happens.
But, you know, they did what they had to do, and it was great.
Yep.
Good for them.
Okay, I'm having a good Friday, so I refuse to talk about the Kardashians today.
He gets up.
You are on your own, Amy.
He gets up and leaves. Now, the lady in the radio station is laughing, and the lady on the couch is holding her hands like palms up, confused as fuck. She's just like, what's going on? I don't know how to roll with this.
I've had enough Kardashians. I can't take any more Kardashian stories on this show.
Okay, well, we gotta get into now because you mentioned it, John. Kylie Jenner.
Okay, this is the worst part. She's like, well, now we have to talk about it because you brought it up, John. And it's like, fuck you, lady. No, we don't. You could just say, like, we're not doing it. And then, as if that's not bad enough, as if this fucking dope on the couch isn't bad enough, this other fucking piece of shit, this news guy, comes swooping in. I mean, the guy has been off camera for 10 seconds at the most. This other jack-off in a suit comes flying onto the couch like he was just waiting. He was like, as soon as John fucks up, and it's gonna happen, I'm swooping in. So he's swooping in to save the day so that we can all hear about the goddamn Kardashians. I'm here for you.
So Kylie Jenner got a
Let me ask
rabbit.
You this, John.
What? Oh, he left.
Let me ask you this, John, because it'll kind of flow into the story and you don't have to talk about the Kardashians. How would you like it if your daughter named her pet John?
Now, this is the radio lady trying to bring him back in to try and be like, okay, I give this radio lady, a little credit because she's smiling, she's laughing, she's rolling with it. She's still trying to make the story happen, which is fucking stupid because it's like, just whatever. But these idiots on the couch are just fucking vacant, blank. They don't know what to do when someone's like, fuck this shit. I don't want to talk about the Kardashians.
How would you like that?
Here
he comes. That's exactly what Kylie Jenner did.
Just his voice.
She got a little gray, beautiful, fluffy rabbit and named it Bruce.
Oh.
I don't care. This family. I'm sick of this family.
But do you think
I can't take it anymore?
Is there something psychological behind this?
It's like a non-story. It's a non-story. We're talking about this family every freaking day on this show. Nobody cares about this family anymore. I've had enough. It's Friday. I want to have a good Friday. I don't want to talk about the Kardashians. That's enough of these guys.
The sad part about it is that I agree with you.
Does anybody listen to the research?
Okay, this is the best part. He's saying, does anybody listen to the research? And this lady on the couch, now the radio lady is laughing and she's like, I agree with you. And she's like, whatever, we got to talk about Kardashians for 20 seconds. It can just be this guy yelling about it. That's just as good. And by the way, that is somebody who has some fucking sense, who's like, you know what's going to be a bigger hit for our news? Is it going to be reporting that some third-tier Kardashian fuckface got a goddamn pet rabbit and named it Bruce? Who gives a flying fuck? Oh, this is like when they report on the president getting a dog, and they're like, oh, the president got, what kind of dog did the president get? That really tells, no, it doesn't. They got some fucking dog from the shelter. They named it Checkers. Who gives a shit? Okay, but this lady on the couch, this other anchor, now this dope sitting next to her, this fucking dweeb is sitting there just looking like, okay, well, I'm in the camera. And then the lady next to him is like concerned. She's like, what?
Nobody cares about the Kardashians
anymore.
That's
not true.
He's on fire.
Nobody cares.
That's not true. They get good ratings. She's like, they get good ratings. Fuck you, lady. Fuck you.
We do it every day.
Breathe.
Watch the show.
Breathe, my love. Breathe. There.
People watch
the
show.
News is outdone.
People watch the show. This is what this lady has to offer when this guy goes on what I consider to be a fantastic, concise little rant. Here's what makes it a good rant, by the way. He's not like, fuck them, they're pieces of shit. He's just like, it's Friday, I'm having a good day, I don't want to talk about Kardashians. And then they just won't, they won't let him go. They won't let him, and then this, oh God, if you could see this guy's face, he's like sitting up straight, smiling like, ha, I'm the news. Fuck this guy.
Over. Have a great weekend.
I think it's Friday for him.
His head looks like a tomato right now.
Yeah.
Nobody
there, that's
cares
his big contribution.
About him. It's enough of these guys.
I'm sorry, Jenny, that you had to witness
Dang.
This. Sorry.
I'm going to get back on the air now.
My prompter operator left, by the way. John's my prompter
that's
operator.
Okay. I'll take over now.
Can you scroll?
This guy. Oh, it's okay. I'll save you, sweetheart. Sweet news, babe heart. Fuck that. So there you go. That is my new hero, by the way. I thought that was great. Finally, somebody on the news says what everyone watching the news is thinking. Also, Jesus fucking Christ, what would it take for a news station? Why can't they just say, like, we're not really reporting on this anymore. Fuck that shit. We're done with it, okay? Big deal. Who cares? Yeah. They have big butts and big boobs. Their dad is transgender and used to be in the Olympics, and no one gave a shit about that until he was transgender, by the way. And the mom is just some fucking lady. Who cares? No, he's right. Who cares? The answer is nobody. And anyone who does care, by the way, has plenty of outlets. This is what's so frustrating to me, okay? And this is like the same thing as the Trump thing. There are plenty of outlets if you are interested in the Kardashians. It's not like, well, God, I'm really interested in this topic, but I cannot find any way to find... There are 1,000 ways to hear what Scott Aukerman thinks about things. Do people know who Scott Aukerman is? Not really, but he's on every fucking podcast. There's no shortage of Scott Aukerman in the world. And he is like one billionth as famous as Kim Kardashian, right? The internet and the world today is, there's no shortage of content on any topic that you possibly could conceive of wanting to even hear 1 second of coverage about. So you don't need it on your stupid local morning show. Oh my God, she bought a bunny and she named it after, well, she named it Bruce. See, and now the father is Caitlin. Now, by the way, here's the thing with that. great. Transgender, all cool. I'm fine with that. I don't give a shit. Not that anyone's asking, but like, I couldn't care less about that. However, a little annoyed that, you know, it's like, well, I can pick any name I want. And I'm picking Caitlin, which is fine. And I'm going to spell it C-A-I-T-L-Y-N. Anytime you insert a Y into a name where it doesn't belong, you're being a bad person. That's being bad. You know, most people don't choose their name. I can forgive most names because it's like, well, what are you going to fucking do? It's not like I picked the name Peter. It's not like there's a lot I can do about that. I can't go back and say, oh, yeah, well, P-E-T-Y-R. If I changed my name to P-E-T-Y-R, people would be like, what a fucking idiot. So I don't care about the transgender. I don't care if there's I don't even know if there's a genital swapping or a hormone swapping going on. I don't care. Just fucking make your name a normal name. You're a grown adult. You were a grown man. Now you're a grown woman. Act like it. God damn it. Jesus Christ. This is like, I don't know if it's, I don't know if I talked about this on this show, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. There's somebody I didn't know well, but I've, you know, it's like one of these Facebook people, you know, and it's someone who I knew in college who is transgender. And that's all well and good. But this guy, former lady, current guy, basically posts constant pictures of like working out at the gym and like flexing in front of the mirror and stuff like that. And I'm like, come on. Like, you switch to be a guy, and you're, like, the worst kind of guy. We don't need more of that kind of guy. It's totally fine if you want to be a dude. I get it. I see the advantages. I can see why being a dude is a lot easier in a lot of ways. And I will acknowledge that till forever. However, why would you be that guy? Like, I don't get it. Who likes that guy? Who's like, yeah, I really enjoy, you know, tell me about P90X. People who do P90X, has anyone ever actually said to you like, hey, I really like your P90X stories. Can you tell me more about P90X? Can you tell what, you know, I get what it is. I just want to hear more about your personal records and how it works for you and like, you know, if there's some kind of spiritual change you went through, that would be really awesome. That would be amazing if I could hear about that at length. Can you do that for me? Tell me I don't even care if it's a story I've heard before. You know, just any story about that would be amazing. No one's doing that. So be who you want to be, but if who you feel like, I've always been this person deep down, and then it's like, well, I've always been a man deep down. That doesn't... okay, I'm going to put it this way. It doesn't make you a hero, and here's why. Because if you choose to switch, or if you feel like you were this all along, and now you're living that life, that's great. But if you live the life of a douche guy, or a jack-off lady, who's got to put a Y in the shit, fuck off. Okay? I don't like you as a lady, then. Like, C-A-I-T-L-Y. If it was just a lady changing just her name and she did that, I'd be like, you suck. You're a piece of shit. It's sort of like this weekend. You know, I was going back and forth in my own mind of like, Pete, are you a racist? Because here's what happened. And this happens every weekend. We live across the street from a house. And I put that in quotes. It doesn't appear to have a front door. Has a porch. The yard is just like dirt with a million kids' toys in it. I would estimate there are about 40 people living inside who seem to rotate on an almost daily basis. I don't even probably need to get into this, but let's just say they're not white, okay? Because that's the truth. Here's what happens there on the weekend. It seems to be pretty empty during the week, and all weekend, there's this fuckface who parks a giant truck on the far side of the house, blasting Mexican music through the house and to the other side of the house where a bunch of people hang out. And this starts at 8 a.m. and goes until midnight or 1 on Saturday. and nonstop. And I'm talking about it is shaking the windows of the house. We are across the street and a house down. And that's how fucking loud it is. And that's how bassy it is. And this is coming from someone's truck who they park. They're like, you know, it would be a good idea. I want to hear my music. What's the most reasonable way to make that happen? I could get Beats by Dre. I could get a boombox. I could get a Bluetooth speaker. Or I could park my car not near where I am and shoot the music through the house. Shake the entire house and just and do it for over 12 hours. Starting far too early, ending far too late. And there's a bunch of, you know, there has to be 15 kids who live in that, like little kids, right? And, you know, you see, like, I'm going by there the other day, and, like, two of the ladies who live there are walking across the street through the alley, and this, like, 1.5-year-old kid who can barely walk, wearing a diaper, no shoes, is following the mom into the street. Just walking into the street, there's 10 people sitting on the porch, nobody stops this baby. No one's like, hey, I'm gonna stop this baby from walking out into a street that people drive down fast as shit, us included. And instead, they all just watch, and then the mom sees the kid, turns around, you know, whacks the kid, and then so then the kid starts crying, and then, you know, takes it back, puts it on the porch, and then continues walking down the alley, right? And you're just like, good, this is going, I can tell this is going well, when you just, like, slap your kid one, put him back on the porch, and then walk away, and you're like, okay, handled. Very parental of you. That worked out. I don't know a lot about raising a kid, but I know that, like, the answer is not just to slap your kid and then put them back in the same spot where they were when they follow you into the street. Also, how come there's not a moment, if I was, you know, had my 1.5-year-old and I was walking across the street for something and I had 10 friends all sitting around, when that kid walked in the street, I'd be like, hey, fuckers. None of you wanted to get off your ass and stop this kid from walking in the road. What's wrong with you? Anywho, it's very annoying. And I was talking to, you know, a friend and saying, like, this is so annoying. Me and my partner, we go and get pizza on Sunday night. There's a pizza place like 2 blocks away. And so we walk, you know, and this house is loud as shit. It goes Sunday night till about midnight. We walk to the corner, and I'm not kidding, the next street over, there is another house with the same fucking thing happening. Super loud Mexican music. It even goes in between songs, and it was just like a baby talking and saying things, and it was like echoing through the neighborhood. It was so loud. And this was 11 at night on a Sunday. And you're just like, come the fuck on. And it was same playing out of a huge truck, and they just have it blasting, and there's like 4 guys sitting on the porch, drinking beers, looking out at the neighborhood with the meanest faces I've ever seen. It's almost like, it looked like they were playing this music to be like, I hope someone comes over here and tells us to be, you know, not a dick. Here's the thing. Because my partner was like, you know, it's like, well, you know, it can be a cultural difference. Like, this is how some people spend their afternoon. And I'm like, hey, listen, I'm fine with cultural sensitivity. Sometimes there's something that's cultural, and sometimes there's something that's culturally acceptable within a culture, but not good. Okay? Apartheid was cultural. That was bad. Playing music loud as fuck and rattling a house across the street? That is not good. I don't care if that's part of your culture. That's bad. We don't judge culture anymore. That would be crazy. But when your culture is like, we play music loud as shit all fucking day throughout the neighborhood, and then we're walking to the pizza place, and if you looked at it from above, it's like a goddamn Venn diagram, these two circles of influence of crazy music that I don't even want to hear. And by the way, the music doesn't even matter. It could be something I liked. After about 5 hours of it rattling your house, you're like, I could do without that. It was louder in my house than it would be if I was playing music for myself. I had, like, air conditioner running, and I had headphones, like, gun shooting headphones that I wear on the plane like that retarded kid. And I could still feel the bass. I could feel it. It was louder than it would be if I was playing the music in my house. What the fuck? So it's got nothing to do with the type of music. It's just living in these, you know, overlapping circles of shitty, loud music that nobody wants to hear, because if they did, they could play it for themselves. It is readily available on the goddamn radio, on the internet, through compact disc. It is everywhere. But yeah, I got real upset about cultural sensitivity. And I was like, I would love for somebody who talks about a big game about cultural sensitivity to come live in our fucking house on a Sunday. Just live here Saturday and Sunday and then tell me how that's a part of their culture. Oh, this is someone else's culture, so we don't want to shit on that. Fuck that. All right? Yeah, okay. Well, I come from a culture where people mount a machine gun in the back of a pickup truck. That's just kind of a cultural thing we do. It's fine. No, it's not fine. Not okay. Lots of cultural things are bad. This is true. Lots of it's good. Lots of it people are shit on for, and it's, you know, not appropriate. Lots of cultural stuff is bad. We don't have to do, you know, Aztecs. You know, sacrificed people by cutting their hearts out and kicking them down the stairs to make the corn grow. That's part of their culture. Do we have to continue doing that? No, because it's not a good thing. It is not a necessary or good thing. There you go. God. Oh, I was... Yeah. Just all weekend, I was just like, fuck this shit. Whew. All right, let me make fun of whites for a while. I went to the Tiny House Jamboree this weekend. This was a little event where they had some speakers and they had some tiny houses you could tour. Because, you know, I've been interested in this idea. Mostly because, I'll tell you why. Because I see a lot of stuff, you know, people online like to make fun of this tiny house thing. And here's the things I hear. Why don't you just move into a studio apartment? Well, I did live in a studio apartment and I quite liked it. However, when you live in a studio apartment, you're in one cube that's surrounded on all sides by other cubes, where the chances of, you know, when you've got a cube has six sides, according to my calculations, the chances of all six of those people being good neighbors and people you get along with is not. It's not going to happen. Especially because it's not like when you move into a studio apartment, you're like, oh, well, the other people in this studio apartment also live here because they like the aesthetic of something small. They like the idea of, you know, more minimalist lifestyle. It's because, you know, this was me. I was a piece of crap. I couldn't afford a regular place. And there you go. So, yeah. Am I saying poor people are pieces of crap? Yes, sure, fine. Let's move on. That's why a studio apartment doesn't work. Because it's not... And studio apartments, too, are not, like, pretty or nice. They're usually terrible because a studio apartment is culturally something... See, here we go. A studio apartment is a place you go because you cannot... You can't afford a one-bedroom. Or you just don't. Or you're like, well, whatever. I'm going to live here for fucking 4 months and then move on. You know? It feels like a hotel room. I like it, but other people, I think, would live anywhere else but a studio if they had any other option. So that's number one. Number two is, like, why don't you live in a trailer? And the answer to that is, like, well, because, again, you live in a trailer park. And I don't really want to live in a trailer park. Okay? Do I have to go into that? I don't think so. You know, in your trailer park, Friendly Village across town where I hung out with my friend, my childhood friend. We would go there and visit his aunt or sister or something. Who knows? This is what happens when you go. You don't know if someone's an aunt or a sister or what they are. Not a fun place. Not a good place to hang out during the day. Also, trailers are, like, cheaply made. They're not meant to last for, like, 30 years. Because here's the thing. I am fucking 31 years old. And I'm I'm ready to start looking for a home, but I don't actually know where I want to live. And also, I'm tired of renting, but I also don't, I've learned from here, I don't want to have a yard. I don't really care about having a garage. I don't want to have extra rooms that I never use. These are important things to me. That's why I went. And, I'm not like, I don't need to have this tiny wooden house on wheels or whatever. That's not necessarily what I need, but it was good to go see. So we go, we got to drive down there. Colorado, by the way, the interstate in Colorado, anywhere south of Loveland is like ruined. You can't drive anywhere in a reasonable amount of time. There's always a wreck. And when there's a wreck, when there's a two-car, like, fender bender, the highway gets backed up for, like, 45 minutes. Every fucking time. I don't know what is wrong with this state, but that is what happens. So we get down there, and you have to, like, park at Home Depot and take a shuttle to the place, because there's not really parking there. So we're waiting in line. These old ladies in front of us, this lady's, like, 80, and her friends were telling her, like, geez, can we fix your purse? Your purse strap is awfully short. And she's like, what's wrong with my purse strap? And this lady's like, it's like all up around your boobs. You don't, you're an old lady, but you don't have to do that. You don't have to wear your pants all high and have your thing. And the old lady's like, I'm 84. Like, who cares? And I was like, she makes a good point. So we're waiting for this shuttle, and we get on, and like, in the shuttle was probably a 3-minute ride back to the place, and already I was like, oh god, I hate this. I suspected that though I liked the idea of a tiny house, I did not like the idea of tiny house people. Like, part of what I like about the idea of it is not sharing a living space with people, and I was going to an event where people were bringing their homes for like 20,000 people to walk through, which to me was crazy. I would never fucking do that. In a million years would I be like, yeah, I'm just going to let a bunch of yahoos just walk around through my house and just open the cabinets and shit. That seems like a fun thing for me to do. So we're driving, and the whole way, everybody's just talking about tiny houses, you know, but they're all saying the same things. It seemed like they had never heard of this before, and they saw a sign, as Matt, friend of the show Matt, put it, bunch of rubes, you know, who just, it seemed like they were driving along the highway and they're like, tiny house jamboree. Well, I guess I'll go to that because I'll just go to anything. I wish they should have charged $3 to $5 to get in, because that would have just eliminated 10% of people right off the top for a token amount that they could have just given to charity or some shit. So, you know, everyone's like, oh, have you seen the show on HGTV or whatever channel? And everyone said no. No one had seen the show. And then there's a lady sitting up front, you know, and the shuttle driver is driving. And this lady up front's like, don't you think it's ironic that we're driving through this neighborhood with all these huge houses to get to the tiny house convention? And the shuttle driver lady was like, oh, yeah, totally. But you could tell she was just like, oh, God. And that's what I was like, oh my god, fuck off. Oh, isn't this ironic? Oh, who cares? Yeah, I guess so, but also, who cares? Oh, all this wasted space of these big houses to get to the tiny house convention? Isn't that ironic? Not really. I mean, who cares? So we get there, and we're going through the houses. You know, you wait in line, you walk through a house, it was cool. But good god. I hated that. Here's how I felt. I'm in the van and I was like, I feel tiny housed out, but it's not tiny housed. It's tiny house people that I don't like. I don't like these weirdos. I don't like people. They kept saying the words like, you know, how it's a tiny house movement and there's a tiny house culture and all this stuff. And I'm like, why does this have to be a thing? Why does everything have to be a thing? Can't it just be like, yeah, I live in this small house. I think it's pretty fucking obvious why somebody would want to live in a house that costs $40,000. Which, by the way, that's the other thing. You look at a tiny house, okay, a nice very large one that's very expensive costs $70,000. I mean, you look at a regular, I looked at this pamphlet for a condo, and it's a kind of a big condo, $300,000, plus you're paying $200 and some a month for like HOA, whatever fees. So there you go. If you wanted another reason, like, I could probably in my lifetime pay off a $40,000 house. Can I pay off a, like, you know, $300,000 house? Probably not. Nor do I really want to. Anywho, I just was like, man, is this all we're going to talk about? We're just going to sit here and talk about, it felt like if you went to a concert, you go to a Bruce Springsteen concert, and you're sitting there waiting for Bruce Springsteen to come on, and all anyone's talking about is like, so do you like Bruce Springsteen? Are you interested in it? Which songs are you hoping he'll play? Yeah, which album's your favorite? Oh, well, I have this one, and that, and it's like, do we have to talk about this right before we go to the thing? And also, it would be like that, except everyone talking about this, everyone around you has never heard a Bruce Springsteen song before. Everyone is somehow there with like a spouse or something who's into him. And those spouses are not present, though. You're just there in the section with the rubes, as it was so well put. And just people like, I don't know, what's his song? Running in the USA or something like that? That's a good one, right? Jesus. They had some speakers who were okay. I don't know. Sometimes, here's a mistake that conventions make. They have speakers, and they're basically like, well, you've done a thing or you know about a thing. Can you just come be a speaker? You can't. Just because I built a tiny house doesn't mean I'm going to be good at talking about it for an hour. And how about you throw in a fucking joke here and there? Like, good God. I was sitting there, and I was kind of bored. This lady was just talking about how she's like, well, I built a tiny house because it's cheaper and that's how I wanted to live. And I was like, that's cool. But I didn't need to hear about that for an hour. And then I was just thinking, like, they need to have a stand-up here, do some jokes. And I was trying to come up with small jokes, you know, because I was like, you could do a whole set just on the idea of small. And then all I got to was, I was trying to work out a joke, because I was like, there's a joke in here somewhere about finger-banging Thumbelina, because it's like finger and thumb, and she's tiny, but I couldn't figure it out. It was too hot, and I was sitting in the grass, and my legs fell asleep. I could not come up with the fingering Thumbelina joke, but it's in there. Anyone who wants to take that and run with it, it's yours. That is my gift to the world today. If you want to come up with a joke about fingering a fairy tale character, go nuts. But yeah, I don't know. Tell a joke once in a while. Or like, speakers, you can tell at a convention of this type, how do you say this? Like, audiences have been to a thing who come to this, like, nobody's going to the tumbleweed, whatever convention, and this is their first event of, you know, outdoor, whatever, hanging out with people type. And so they know when the person talking is like, and now is when you clap, you know, because they would say something like, this guy was like, well, we finally got it into building code that you can build a Cobb house. And everyone's like, woo, clapping. And I was like, you don't care about Cobb houses. Why do you care? If you cared about laws and zoning that much, why would you even be here? Wouldn't you just be like, I'll just, you know, make a house. Or I don't know, just buy a house that exists, tear up the entire inside, and build a tiny house inside that house. But, yeah, I don't know. It's like, tell a fucking joke once in a while. How about that? I have an update from my work refrigerator. That's always a fun topic for me. We have this refrigerator at my work. And in general, it's a total shit show. And the other day, my boss was cleaning it out and pulled out a tiny baggie. one of those Ziploc bags that's not the sandwich size, but like 1/5 the length of that, but the same width, right? That you're like, I don't know what goes in here. One cheese stick or something? Because I bought, can you even buy those not individually wrapped? Does that bag even have a, is it just for weed? Is there any other reason for that size? She pulls out this bag that size. It's got 2 tiny little strawberries in it. And they're like moldy and they're done. Now, presumably there were other strawberries in this bag. And this just infuriated me to no end. Because what happened? You're sitting there, you brought 8 strawberries to work, you have 6, and then you're like, boy, am I stuffed. I couldn't possibly eat 2 strawberries and finish this off, or just throw them away. I cannot throw these away. Can you imagine what, later on, I'll tell you what's going to happen, because I've been down this road. I'm going to eat these strawberries, I'm going to throw these other 2 away, and then later I'm going to be hungry. And then I'm going to be like, motherfucker, if only I'd saved those 2 strawberries, I could be eating those 2 strawberries right now. I'd be full. I'd be satiated. Everything would be, if only I'd saved those 2 strawberries. Are you fucking kidding me? This tiny little thing, just eat it or don't eat it. Don't put it in the fridge because you're going to forget. You could just leave it there. The things people will put in a fridge at a workplace are unbelievable. You know, there was like a stump of a burrito that was in there for weeks, and it wasn't even wrapped all the way. That's like a good sign of if you put something in the fridge, you can't even be bothered to, like, there's already foil around it. All you have to do is cover the opening. You can't even be bothered to do that. Obviously, you don't really want that burrito that badly. That is not something that you are. Do you just not want to throw food away, but you don't want it? You're just like, well, this way I don't throw it away, but someone else will throw it away. Are you kidding me? What are you doing? I just wish I would love to invent a fridge that's for offices. And here's how it would work. Every Friday at 5 a.m., it just zaps everything in the fridge. And it's all gone. Or it tips backwards and, you know, all the stuff just slides off the shelves into a garbage pit. And it's like, whatever you have, every week, it just empties itself and we start again. Because you don't need to bring all this stuff from home. This isn't your home fridge. This fridge is meant to keep 1 day of food good for 1 day. It is not meant for, like, well, I'll just have all my stuff in here and whatever. Whatever. I mean, sometimes it goes bad, sometimes it doesn't. I don't get it. I don't get how that happens. I mean, yeah, I've left stuff in there for like 2 weeks. And then I see it in there, I get horribly embarrassed, and I throw it out. Stupid. And when I leave something in there, by the way, it is not 1 strawberry, or it's not like, well, this is the container I ate my lunch out of, and I'm going to just leave it in the fridge all day, because where else am I going to put it? I don't know. Where would you put it? Think about it. You're a grown-up. This is what sucks about this. I work with all grown-ups, almost all of whom have at least a 4-year degree, if not more. And somehow we cannot figure out how to operate a fridge together. We can't figure out how to use a collective fridge and make that happen. You know what I mean? Oh, the dream is dead. The dream of collective... Ayn Rand is spinning in her grave. Which I guess she's buried in with probably 10 other people, because, like, why waste a grave on one person? If we shared a grave, everything would be much better. I do have one other really important announcement to make tonight. We had 2 winners from last year's Helpful Snowball 2013. Ian and Aaron. And I have trophies for them. I have completed, beautifully designed individual trophies for, that recognize their victory. So that's a pretty exciting thing. And I think what we're going to do is present those trophies to them. And it's looking like come November, we are going to have Helpful Snowball 2013 Part 2. So if you didn't get a chance to enter last year, this is your chance to enter this year. We'll have various games. We'll have various contests. It will be different from last year. And we're going to make this happen. Helpful Snowball 2013 Part 2. I have a cat on the desk helping me co-host the show by smelling everything. What is with cats? They're like, I have to smell everything. And once I smell it, I'm like, huh, then I know what it is. You don't know anything, cat. You smell it, you don't know what that is. You cannot possibly know. Like when I go outside, I go running like 4 miles around town, and you're smelling things that you've just never even seen. This cat has never lived outside. It's always been an inside cat. Could it possibly, does it even know what a squirrel smells like? Does it smell it and it's like, ah, a squirrel? No fucking way. There's no way. There's no way. I refuse to believe that that's possibly true. I don't understand what a cat is doing, how they live, and who they think they are. All right. Well, I complained about the cats, the whites at the jamboree, and my neighborhood. So I think we really got in, and the Kardashians and news people. We got a lot in today. Thanks for listening. Sorry we missed last week. We'll try and not make it happen again. I'm going to try and see if I can get in another one this week sometime, but we'll see. And until next time, I've been Pete.